If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Who was the listener that won the stairlift?
It's a veteran, Richard Kresick, out of Frankfort, Illinois.
You were so close.
You were so close. Stanley, yes. Stanley was in there somewhere if you jumbled the letters.
Samsonite.
If you guys knew him as well as I do, know him.
Yeah.
His nickname is Stanley.
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
So dive a little deeper on our veteran.
So this was a fun one for us. So
second year in a row you did this? Third year in a row?
No, this is actually our
second year.
No, our 10th year in a row.
10th year in a row.
We've done it. It's our third year with WGN.
Okay.
Doing it. No, we had actually visited this veteran 2 months ago, and it's 80-year-old veteran and his wife, and they didn't have the money for a stairlift.
Okay.
So Brad said, hey, we got this contest coming up. Why don't you sign up?
Wow,
and this year we had 47 applicants, you know, which is the most we've ever had for the event, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But it, when Richard's name got pulled, everybody in our office was just excited for him to be able to go get it. So we still have some of the, you know, WGN legal stuff to get through, but Amy is meeting with them on Tuesday, and then if all goes well, we'll be popping her in on Wednesday.
Okay. Nice.
That's good. Yeah,
before Thanksgiving. That's cool. What a cool Thanksgiving gift.
Yeah, I like it. Let's try and make that happen for him.
Yeah.
WGN legal.
Wow. Well,
it's like pushing an elephant up a hill.
Yeah, when we partnered with WGN to deal, obviously we got a lot more veterans to apply than we ever could.
You have to start in March.
But there are, you know, when you get, there are some legal things that, you know, we have to get through.
Sure.
Mike.
Yeah, good luck.
No, it goes well.
But it's great.
Yeah.
80 years old. What branch? Do you know the branch?
I don't know the branch? I don't. So, well, I have all of that information for you be able to...
will he call in after it's installed?
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so you'll get some pictures.
Get Stanley's information.
Yes.
Get Stanley's
information. I totally want to mess with
him. I call him Stan.
Of course. So, Big Stan is what you call him, right? Hey, Big Stan.
Yeah. S-Man is what I call him. for the people that know him really well.
Exactly.
So can you get before, during, and after? So so we get the whole feel and that we can post it so our listeners can see what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break for news and come back, talk about more about the topics that you would like to cover today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Frank Wazalewski from Access is
back. Thank you for getting my name right.
Well, yeah. Never gets it wrong.
It's awesome. You've done it like 4 times already this morning. It's incredible. In the first 38 minutes.
All right, you know what?
Bring Amy back.
Maybe trash his name.
He just
changed. Okay, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Frank Wazalewski.
You just completely... I tell you, I'm hosting Black Friday. Just wanted to put it out there. 312-981 for Bob Surratt.
Who are you filling in for?
Bob Surratt.
Oh, wow.
Guy by the name of Bob Surratt.
It's big time.
Yeah, radio David Hochberg, 5 in the morning. A lot of energy.
6 o'clock.
6 a.m.
I'm going to get here at 5 just to do some deep knee bends.
Sure.
stretch out a little bit. 312-981, because that's what Bob Surratt does.
Of course that is.
Gets here at 4.
Chair yoga. I've seen him do chair yoga.
Chair yoga.
I'm going to channel my...
goat yoga and chair yoga. Those ones I'll never get.
My inner Surratt. So what are we talking about?
Fall awareness, fall prevention, you know, safety for your loved ones.
Yeah.
So this is a time of year where you have, you know, ice is starting to form, right? We're starting to get the
next
frost.
Week.
Yeah, it's coming.
Tonight.
You know, so the little things that you want to look out for when you're dealing with loved ones that might have mobility issues or are starting to, you know, slow down, their path from their car. You know, when they get out of their car, what's that path look like getting, you know, to their front door or to the garage door? Do you have hand railings up on the staircase? Do you have cracked concrete, you know, that might have shifted and you might have a trip hazard going on? Because the problem is when the snow hits, you don't see that crack anymore, right? And then those are the falls that really hurt. And then from there, just, you know, once they come in, are they carrying groceries? What's that path to the kitchen look like? How are they setting things down? What does the bathroom look like?
Do you do a full assessment if one of our listeners wanted a full assessment?
Absolutely. So we do it for, we do it for almost all of our clients. So when we go in and somebody says, hey, I want to get upstairs, before we even ring the doorbell, we're doing a full assessment on the front of the house and how are they getting into the home? Because sometimes that's more critical.
Well, that's a lifestyle. Like, you're going over their entire lifestyle. Do you ask them what they bought at the grocery store? Like, is it heavy?
Yeah.
Is it
not heavy?
Like, you're really going to get, like, what's your favorite meal?
Maybe there's
like
a recipe? Can of something I could take home.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you're really getting into the weeds, which is amazing.
Yeah, we do it every time. So one of the things that we really like to do when we sit down with our clients is actually sit down and say, walk me through your life. What do you do every day? What rooms do you use? What rooms
don't
do you
ever not? Ask Dave that question.
I don't want to know. That's right, why I've never been at the
All right,
Hawk
got it.
House.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Set aside 4 hours.
Sure. At least. That's just for till noon. Like, what do you and then I this, and then I this.
I have a lot going on.
Sure. Yeah. I get it. But that's amazing. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. You can't give somebody advice without knowing what they do. And when you're watching them go through their life, you can actually see, yeah, they're leaning a little bit right, or they can't really grab that handrail as well as they should. They need another one on the other side.
Do you guys ever change, like, doorknobs?
Absolutely.
Like, right?
Yeah, going from the twist handle to, like, the lever handle.
Hey, I got arthritis. Okay.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, arthritis is actually really, that one's starting to creep up more.
Sure.
More and more as the population gets older. And that can actually be debilitating to the point that you can't open your fingers. So yeah. Now you're I've looking at that. It as, you know, somebody who's quadriplegic, which they're not, but you look at it at the same situation and you want to use the same type of devices to help assist them.
Do you do anything different for grab bars then? No, right? Like, what could you do?
Grab bars
angles,
more angles and placement, okay. Heights, you know, and that's one of the things that's different from, like, what all of us in this room do versus, you know, a commercial contractor putting in grab bars in a hotel. Yeah. Those are all set to the general public. There's a specified height. You go do it. What we do, what David does, what Jeremy does, when we go out to a home, we can actually have the client, okay, can you please sit on the toilet?
Yeah.
Clothes on.
Everybody,
sit on the toilet.
Everybody's a different height.
Right.
They make people in different shapes and sizes, so let's build it to that
to
person.
Them, right?
Correct.
Because one day you're meeting somebody who's 5'2", who can't use their left arm, and the next day you're meeting somebody who's 6'7", who you know, has bad knees. So,
sure.
You know, everything gets placed, you know.
My favorite is when we have to cater to both customers, right? So Mrs. is 5'1", 5'2", and Mr. 6'6", right? And I'm like, how do I do this?
That's when we pepper your wall with grab bars.
Exactly.
His and her grab bars.
His and her robe hooks. Yeah, exactly.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So in this day, we are, by the way, you said doo-doo. I picked it up. I didn't want to embarrass you because you were on a roll.
Sure.
You said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Yes.
That's for my kids.
I know. I'm a 4-year-old.
You are so easily
I picked
amused.
It up. I know.
Yeah,
I cracked myself
did.
Up. Sitting here dying laughing.
You're probably
can't
the
say
only one in the listening audience that picked it
up. Picking up the doo-doo. I'm the only one that counts.
Daddy said doo-doo on the
said
radio.
Doo-doo. That's awesome. No, but in this time and day and age when I found out a bit of information on Thursday that most of our listeners' credit card utilization is over 60%, which means everybody's pretty much maxed out. Okay, and in this day and age when you are thinking about getting something, you know, somebody something that they don't need with money that you don't have, to give a gift like what you just mentioned, a full house overview, safety, mobility check, with the opportunity to invest in that house instead of buying them another sweater or another jacket or another hat or some crap they're not going to wear and it's going to go to Goodwill or the Salvation Army, which there's nothing wrong with donating to those things. But instead of investing money that you don't have on gifts that the people don't need, give something that would be valuable like what you just mentioned.
Yeah, it is an interesting statistic. I was at an event last weekend in San Antonio with about 100 or so dealers just like us from across the country. And they were presenting that only 3% of the homes in America are built for that person to stay in that home all the way through.
Yeah.
You know, the age of,
oh, yeah.
You know, 80, 90 and all the mobility issues. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's even 3%.
It's 3%.
Yeah.
So
that's a ranch.
Yeah. Well, that's a ranch that
it's
has
a ranch with a walk-in with this. Yeah.
Yeah, it already has a sidewalk up to the, you know,
36-inch doors everywhere. Yep.
Exactly.
I have a special caller on the phone. I call him Stanley, but his real name is Rich. Rich, how are you?
Okay.
How happy are you, Rich?
Oh, I'm happy.
What branch of
I just wanted to thank Frank and everybody at Access for this wonderful thing for us.
What branch of when did you serve, Rich?
I was in the early 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
And stationed for 2 years in Germany. I was a forward observer and the battery armorer. And it was a long time ago, but happy to do my 2 years in there, you know.
You're at the tip of the spear, buddy. What is this? Thank you for your service, obviously. What does this chairlift enable you to do, and how will it change your life and your ability to get around your home?
Well, we are in our 80s. My wife has a spine problem with a lot of difficulty in just walking. So we've got a 13-stair flight of stairs, and it's a tough one to get up and down. And I'm having trouble with my legs, and I am legally blind, which doesn't help matters any. So all the way around, it's just great.
Frank, what do you want to say?
Richard, it is an honor for us to be able to do this for you. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hey, Rich, here's what's going to happen. Frank's going to come out. We're going to get some pictures. And after the lift goes in and you've had a couple of runs up and down the stairs, can you call back and tell us, you know, what it's like so other people out there who are having similar challenges like you're having could live what you're living and just completely resurrect their life so you don't have to worry about falling, going up the stairs? Would you do that for us, buddy?
Oh, sure. Sure.
All right.
Yeah, and Amy will be out there on Tuesday, so look forward to being able to go forward from there.
All right, Rich.
All right. Thanks again, Frank.
No, thank you.
Happy holidays, buddy. Thanks for calling, sharing your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I love that. It makes it so worth it.
Yeah.
It really does.
All right. Well, cool. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.